Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome to another round of the Best of SDHAM from the Soccer Down Here Network. John Nelson here with you this time around. For those of you who may not be familiar with SDHAM, it's the morning show, Soccer Down Here Network, from 9:05 Eastern Time until traditionally 11:05-ish, sometimes after, sometimes a lot after, Monday through Friday on the Soccer Down Here Network, and it is available in its live form either on the 280-character app, on X or Twitter, whatever you refer to it as, as well as on Twitch and the YouTube channel when it comes to the SDH network as well. And then it will be available later on as you're listening to it this way on your favorite audio podcatchers. And you can catch up with the show every Monday through Friday on all of our live guests and pundits and analysis and really cool stories and features. Or you can catch it on tape or you can catch it in audio. And however you digest all the information that you take in on a daily basis, you can follow us and be a part of the conversations as well, either live or on tape, and like, follow, and be a part of the conversations that we have every single week and every single day during the week when it comes to the beautiful game. This week is an MLS Cup preview because coming up shortly, as you are listening to this, and if you don't catch it in time for the kick on Saturday afternoon, you can always listen to it later and find out just how accurate the analysis was from our guests. And what we like to do from time to time when it comes to the larger ticket items, when it comes to Major League Soccer, is we like to consult our friends at Apple TV and find out what their thoughts are on the season or the last match of the year and get you ready for MLS Cup, however they do so and whatever is on their mind. And so traditionally, we knock on the door in New York City and we'd sit there and we go, okay, here's a show. Line them up. Who'd like to be a part of this? And so the larger show that we had on Thursday of our SDH week, you can go back and listen to that or go back and watch and however you digest it. Here, we're going to give you some of the highlights to get you ready for the matchup coming up in the middle of the afternoon on your Saturday. You're going to hear from the main play-by-play voice on the English language side, Jake Zivin for Apple TV. You're going to hear from the main play-by-play voice on the Spanish language side, Sammy Sadovnik. And you're also going to hear a bit of a conversation that we had with Kevin Egan. And as Kevin was leaving, Dax McCarty. So it literally is four for the price of three segments this time around on the Best of SDHAM, getting you ready for MLS Cup. Starting things off, it is the play-by-play voice, the main play-by-play voice, the A-team for Apple TV. It is Jake Zivin from a hotel room in Fort Lauderdale, getting ready for MLS Cup. We kind of get into what his thoughts are, all the symmetry, all the history involving Vancouver and some of the star power that's attached, plus what he does when it comes to preparation. An interesting conversation. Here it is with Jake Zivin. Like I said, first off, welcome to the morning show. Traditionally, like I said, we're 9:05 to 11:05. We're Turner time kids. So that's why we have the 05.
That's right. That's right. I'm a Chicagoan, so I'm a WGN guy, right?
Understood.
So, I know Turner. I know Turner time well. Braves games. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Man.
And so now the key will be, if since you are a Chicago kid, and we're not going to do instant replay with Dan Rowan or anything like that. But if you and Taylor ever did a game from center field, like Harry Carey and Steve Stone did, if there was ever a venue where you could do something like that, where you guys are out in the crowd and did something like that,
we have 1 year left to do it at either Yankee Stadium or Citi Field before New York City open up their beautiful new stadium in 2027. So maybe we'll make it happen.
See now, and
from literal center field, decent view in either of those buildings.
You got to figure out
the match
line.
It'd be pretty much midfield.
Yeah, well, yeah, or you would be, you know, like second base at the 106x68 in the Bronx. I'm just saying, you'd be closer in.
Exactly.
So, and traditionally, like I said, you live in Portland, so you'd be like going. It's like, God, John's calling me. What's going on here? It's like, what time is it? It's like 6:30 in the morning. So,
that is true. I do have to turn down some of Kirk Reynolds' requests. He knows by now. He's like, it's at 5 a.m.
What? No, not going to work. He's going to be on the eastern side of things. I mean, yes. Costigan might be out walking his dog, and he has said, hey, look, 7 a.m., I'm out walking the dog. You could do that then. That's fine.
Sure.
Enough about Keith Costigan and walking the dog.
Yes.
When you have this matchup and you're preparing for it, is a play-by-play 101. This is where Cliff's notes and we help out everybody else.
Mm.
When you're studying for a match like this, do you just look at your old sheets from the 72 matches that you've called Messi and friends this year? And do you use that? Does that trigger stuff in your head? Do you look at old game tape? Do you look at pre-Luis Suarez suspension, post-Luis Suarez suspension in the last three? How do you work it?
Yeah, a little bit of all of that. Look, for Inter Miami, we've called, like you said, so many games of theirs over the past 2.5 years. Not this season, but potentially. I don't have a tally. I probably should. Of how many we've called since Lionel Messi arrived here on July 21st of 2023. It's been a lot, but in that way, it makes the prep a little more simple. It's a cumulative preparation that happens for 2.5 years. And look, it's not just the teams I'm calling. I mean, I'm like that with all of Major League Soccer. So, it's not like I'm, even if I get to a team that I haven't called that year, it's not like I'm scrambling and I've never seen this or heard of any of these players before, don't know anything about them, and I have 4 days to figure everything out.
Who is this Busquets person?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, come on, we need a pronunciation guy. No. So for Miami, look, it's just kind of updating the notes. It's getting maybe more specific information about history and finals, both from the team, which that's easy. Off the top of head, this will be their fourth final. But the players, the individuals as well, right? Whether it be Lionel Messi is the headliner. So making sure we have all of that down of how he's done in finals, how many, if they win, what number trophy this would be for him. It would extend his record, international record, all that. Same with Busquets and Jordi. It's their final game, right? So maybe a little bit more attention. We know this will be their final game. A little bit more attention on them and their legacies. But again, I know all that. It's just making sure that the numbers are exact, right? If I say, hey, they've played, X many games in their careers and won X many trophies again, it's making sure that exact number is accurate and is there. Before and after Suarez is a huge storyline for Inter Miami. We've called their games going back now to decision day, every game in a row. So for that, we firsthand, just innate knowledge, we saw it, right? The difference. And so that, is less, going and rewatching that. For Vancouver, we haven't called as many Vancouver games this year, but I was, again, I'm in Portland and I was a Portland Timbers TV commentator for 8 years. I know Vancouver just really well in the history of Vancouver and the evolution of Vancouver from Carl Robinson to Mark Dos Santos to Vanni Sartini.
Yeah, and now, yes, we're the Leonard Doozy brothers and go that
far. Sure, of course. Oh, I mean, I hope we get a chance to talk about it, but there's an incredible parallel between 1979 and 2025 for the Vancouver Whitecaps. The Whitecaps won the NASL Soccer Bowl in 1979. They took that city by storm. They were kind of a mediocre team for their first several years. They were pretty good in 78, and then they won it in 79. Them winning in 79 accelerated the construction of BC Place and bringing all the professional teams downtown, which is now such a staple of Vancouver. Ironically, this team may have also kind of changed the off-the-field situation with Vancouver. They were announced for sale mm-hmm. in December mm-hmm. before the season started. And I don't know that they're going to get sold now, because I think the ownership group, and you know, there's some articles out there that, hey, maybe they've shifted their focus. And maybe that focus is now, can we get a stadium built of our own, that is our own soccer-specific stadium? Don Garber was talking about that, not that long ago, that is essential for the Whitecaps. And if, say, they win MLS Cup, and say that is the impetus to now get them to build their own stadium, and it's this full circle from 1979 moment. But, same thing. They had that year, they had a former World Cup winner, I believe Alan Ball, joined mid-season. And spark them to win MLS Cup. I mean, this year they have a former World Cup winner, Thomas Muller, joining mid-season, and it's been fantastic. They beat the New York Cosmos twice during the regular season, which was, the Cosmos were the Inter Miami of the day, right? They had all the world superstars. Mm-hmm. They played them twice in the regular season. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was after Pelé.
I know, but still, it's the same thing.
Pelé was there, apparently, right? Just like on the sideline. And so they beat them twice in the regular season, and then they met them in what was the semifinal. So not the soccer bowl as it's known, but the semifinal of the playoffs, and they won again. So Vancouver beat Miami twice this year, right? In CONCACAF Champions Cup, and now they meet them. This time it's the final game, but it's the Cosmos equivalent. So it is it's just an interesting parallel between that 1979 team. That was the only time the Whitecaps have won a league champion, or a first division championship. I try to get back to your original question. I'm a routine guy, and so I try to keep my routine pretty much the same. There's just a few more things, because it's a final, that you want to make sure you have down to make sure you get the proper context of MLS Cup.
All right. So outside of X's and O's, I want to ask a Jimmy's and Joe's question here.
Okay.
Outside of the Gulfstream Galacticos, outside of Lionel Messi and all of the big names and the shiny objects for them, and Mueller coming in and the stars there. Give me if we do the show open, and then you have the tombstone, keys to victory down low corner, and they show title over wide, and everybody's all happy, and the erector set, and you see a lot of pink, and you see like the 14 Vancouver fans that are going to be allowed in.
I hope it's more than 14.
I know. It's like, we're only going to give you 50 tickets.
That's the thing, right? Look, we know it was not a problem in Atlanta. I was there in 2018 uh-huh. with the Timbers, calling that game on the radio, and there were thousands of Timbers Army fans, because the building fits 75,000 people or whatever. Yeah. So, but it is, of course, like, it's something that everybody needs to balance. And every time there's, an MLS Cup in a smaller venue, the number of away tickets available, yada, yada. It's just the reality of it.
Yes. Anyway. So outside of all the star power and, yes, proper hydration, we believe in that here.
Yeah, I got the throat is the most, that's the most important prep mm-hmm. for the week, is making sure that, mm-hmm. and there's so many people around, so I'm like, I need to limit how much I talk.
You got to low gear it for most of the time, or have like a sign around your neck. It's like, I'm preserving my voice.
Right. Like Taylor Swift in between concerts.
Hand out a card. Well, hey,
I'm not being mean, I promise.
No, it's just like, you just hand out a card, on like Apple TV stationery with an MLS stamp. An MLS cup.
That's right.
My voice. That's why I'm not talking loudly.
That's right.
Other storylines other than the star power and mm-hmm. the easy mm-hmm. gravitations, and you mentioned all of the symmetry with 79 and stuff.
Yeah.
From the starting 11s that you anticipate, is there a matchup that you're kind of sitting there and is in the Jake Zivin spot shadow more than anything else?
Yeah. I mean, look, first of all, the Jake Zivin spot shadow when it comes to matchups is a shadow that should be and is overwhelmed by the Taylor Twellman spot shadow when it comes to, because no, look, that's his yeah. role on the broadcast, right, is to point that stuff out. But mm-hmm. I think Vancouver's midfield might be the best midfield in Major League Soccer. Kubas was he's a great player. Andres Kubas has been a really good player for a long time for Vancouver. He's really broken out this year. And I think because of Vancouver's team success, now that is giving him more notice around the league as one of the best number sixes in Major League Soccer. He was fantastic in specifically in the Western Conference Final, just in the last game. I mean, that first goal, it's him. He takes the ball away, plays a 1-2, kind of dribbles through a couple guys, and then basically just passes it to the back post. And Brian White, I could have scored, anyone, any of us could have scored that goal that Brian White scored because of Kubas's work. Sebastian Berhalter, what a story. You know, he's 24-year-old. He's grinded. You know, we know his dad, and he has to hear about his dad over and over and over again, and he knows. And look, there's lots of athletes like that over time, and some it works out and some it doesn't. And some go on to Ken Griffey Jr. surpasses Ken Griffey Sr., but there's way more of those that just can't kind of handle always being compared to a family member and to somebody else. And for him to have done that, I find so mentally impressive, to go through what he must have gone through over, off the field with his family for the past 4 years, and to kind of break out this year. What a player. And it's a great story. I mean, the better story is him on the national team, to be honest, but it is still a good story what he's doing for Vancouver. So if those two guys can control the midfield, specifically Kubas and his pressure, I think, you know, a lot of time in the Western Conference Final, he was going at Jeppe Tverskov, who was, who's a wonderful player. I put him on my best 11. He didn't make it. Berhalter did. But Kubas would go at Tverskov and pressure him, and not, because he's the guy, he's kind of the metronome for San Diego. He's the guy that they want on the ball to distribute and start everything. He's the Busquets of San Diego. So can Kubas disrupt Busquets, or can Vancouver disrupt Busquets and his distribution from where he is, whether it be, you know, all the way back, and if they move him back and he splits the back, comes kind of a back three in possession, which they'll do sometimes if he's playing a little bit in front of their center backs. I think Miami's center backs, who are undersized, they start a 5'10 Maxi Falcone, they start a 5'9 Noah Allen at center back. New York City scored their lone goal on a set piece. Miami have conceded a good amount of set pieces this year, but it's not something that is a glaring issue for them, despite not having the height that you would expect. I mean, Jordi Alba is not gonna, you know, be a towering presence on set pieces. He's 5'7". If it's Ian Frey at right back, which if he's healthy, it probably will be, but I don't know. He gives him a little more help with that. But, you know, can Vancouver take advantage of a size advantage on set pieces? And then from a Miami perspective, it's the two guys alongside that are flanking Lionel Messi, Tadeo Allende and Matteo Silvetti. It's just changed this team. Having two guys who run in behind in the attack, having two guys to press. We've never seen Inter Miami defend the way they've defended the past three games with this group without Luis Suarez. And even when Suarez, you know, he was suspended for three games after the League's Cup, and they kept it, they kept kind of the formation the same, and they just moved Allende up top, and it was still Messi and Allende up top. Now it's more of a 4-3-3 with Messi through the middle, with Silvetti on the left, Allende on the right. Defensively, you know, it starts from them and their pressure, and then offensively when they win the ball and you've got two runners, it's just a totally different look. They've looked unplayable at times. I don't think they looked unplayable in the Eastern Conference Final, at least not for 65 minutes. And then, you know, once it was 3-1, it kind of snowballed from there. But against Nashville and Cincinnati, they did. I mean, that was as good as I think we've ever seen an MLS team look. So those are kind of the three I haven't mentioned a World Cup winner's name. Well, I guess I did mention Busquets, but yeah, from the other way, can they stop Busquets? You know, and those are kind of the three other things I'll be looking at.
Okay. And there is one particular highlight that I have probably played to death ever since it happened. And it has to do with Messi and friends. And there was one goal from the NYC match, and the reaction that the two of you had in the booth. And so I'm going to play it again.
All right.
And I want to say, once again, courtesy of our friends at Apple TV and Major League Soccer.
Yes.
This goal, and you know, even when you hear it, you know the moment that the pass.
Yeah, I know what the goal is going to be.
Capital P happens, and you just kind of sit there, you're like, yep, here we go. Here's the highlight. Jake knows this call.
Right foot, wasn't it?
I'm not responsible.
Absolutely, I wouldn't touch that. Oh,
Allende, is it five? A hat trick for Allende!
Yeah,
I actually thought you were going to go with Segovia's goal, to be honest. Goal, the Jordi Alba backheel.
Yes, that was
filthy. That's what I thought you were going to go with.
But the moment when Messi makes the through ball.
Yeah.
When it happens in the booth like that. That's how dangerous, I guess, in a microcosm, that fourth goal and then the fifth goal is how dangerous Inter Miami can be.
The best thing about that, too, is it cut off Taylor's 4-1 joke, which I didn't know was a thing. Apparently 4-1 is kind of like the new 6-7. I don't know. So I literally had no idea what he was talking about. And he's like doing it up in the booth. And then they score to make it 5-1. So that's good. That was good. And we've seen a similar goal to that multiple times in these playoffs. In Cincinnati a couple times as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just right. You have these guys that can run, and Messi gets on the ball. And though I think it was actually Yannick Bright who played the final ball in that moment, but whoever it is that's on the ball, and it feels, you know, I think the first goal is going to be really important in this game because of that, right? Though again, credit to New York City. I mean, Miami went up 2-0. New York City made it 2-1, and they were in that game. And if not for the moment of the match in the Eastern Conference Final was Rocco Rios Novo's save on Julian Fernandez. Uh-huh. It kept it 2-1. It went out for a corner. On that ensuing corner, Miami counters, and it's 3-1. And now it's tough for New York City. But up until that moment, New York City were very, very much in that game. And I thought they were playing pretty well, especially in the beginning of the second half. But it's dangerous. But Vancouver will know that. And look, they're a confident team. They can hit you that way, you know, in the same manner. They're going to get Tristan Blackman back for this game, the defender of the year. That's going to help. I don't know who he's going to pair with. I would guess it's going to be Ralph Parisso, just from what Jesper Sorensen has been doing, which is another incredible story. I mean, this guy is a number six. And he's bounced around from Toronto to being on loan at Colorado and now Vancouver. And now he's been late forced to convert to a center back at the end of the season. And he's going to probably start an MLS Cup at that position, which is a great story. So that Vancouver will be ready. I think these are the two best teams in MLS. I think if you look at the totality of the season, they're the two best teams. Obviously they weren't the number one seeds in their conference, but this is Miami's 58th game of the year. It's Vancouver's 53rd game of the year. The previous record for most games in a calendar year from an MLS team was 53 by LAFC a couple years ago when they made MLS Cup and they made a deep run in Leagues Cup and they made the CONCACAF Champions Cup final that year. Vancouver has matched that, and it's overshadowed by Miami going 5 beyond that. But they're both here, which is so impressive. They've had wonderful seasons, and they both deserve to be here. And I think it's going to be as good of a final as we could hope for.
And as this format of the show has definitely found the format that we desire, as you tag out because you're in.
Who's coming in? Yeah, it's like it's the mystery guest.
I legitimately didn't know until it popped up.
Oh, I'm excited for this. Oh, wow. Gio, turn your video on.
Yeah. Where's the camera, Gio? So of course, he's got to work audio and video.
Yeah,
so we'll keep him up.
Like I said, normally, Gio, I had microphone issues when I came on too. I said, normally people do this for us. So our apologies.
No worries. So I'll keep Gio up until the audio video portion's figured out.
Yeah, there you go. That's great.
But,
oh, man. Exciting.
I mean, yeah, no, literally, it was just like, okay, just send me people. Just literally. when you look back at the 25 season, what has stood out to you for storylines and things? If I had told you at the beginning of the year that it was going to be Vancouver and Messi and friends in the final, what would you have said?
Oh, boy. I mean, everybody would be surprised about Vancouver, wouldn't they? Miami. Yeah, at the beginning of the year, before the season started, absolutely. I mean, this is a team that finished eighth in the regular season last year. They were kind of around that spot for several years in a row. They didn't do a ton in the offseason to change. I mean, which I think is actually an underrated aspect of this Whitecaps team. They have kept this core together for a long time. Mm-hmm. Many of these of the core, this many players of the core team have been playing together for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, and they've been in Vancouver for a long time, and they've gelled and they've gotten better together. Jaden Nelson, Emmanuel Sabi, they're important players, but those were kind of the big offseason additions. They've kept this team together. So they have a new coach, which, you know, you don't know how that's going to work out. So at the very beginning of the year, before the season started, yeah, I would certainly have not. And I don't like to do predictions because they'll be wrong. And I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that bulletin board smoke when it comes to the big, you know, big season predictions. And I don't predict games that I'm going to call just kind of from a principled standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as beginning of the season, you know, I would not have thought that Vancouver would be here. Miami, of course, you know, I mean, that wouldn't surprise anybody. They expect to be here. They've set that expectation for themselves, and everybody else shouldn't be surprised that they're here, but they have to do it. It's not easy to do it, right? It's taken them a third try. Mm-hmm. It took David Beckham when he came to LA. Everybody thought it would happen right away. I love this parallel as well. I talked about the 79 Whitecaps with the 25 Whitecaps. I love the parallel of Beckham to Messi. Beckham joins the Galaxy in the summer of 2007, and his first MLS Cup is 2009, which was the third try, so to speak, right? Messi joins the summer of 23. His first MLS Cup is 25, the third try, so to speak. So there's a nice parallel there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Thanks, as always, to Jake, and it's great to catch up with him and find out what's going on as he and Taylor Trollman will have the A booth for Apple TV for MLS Cup coming up on your Saturday. This is the Best of SDHAM on the Soccer Down Here Network. John Nelson here with you. Thanks for accessing us however you are doing so. 92.9thegame.com and the Odyssey app are in the Off the Woodwork podcast section at 92.9thegame.com. One play-by-play voice down, the next one, the lead play-by-play voice on the Spanish language side. It's our first time to catch up with Sammy Sadovnik and find out what's on his mind for the last match of the year at MLS Cup. Is it going to be one where Messi and friends, the retiring sides of the Gulfstream Galacticos, they go out on top? Or is it going to be Vancouver's day? Here's Sammy's thoughts on the last game of the year.
First off, welcome to the morning show, Sammy. Good to see you.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me. Good morning, everybody.
All right, so I'm going to go off the top. I'm not going to worry about any analysis whatsoever. I have three categories on this incredibly scientific sheet of paper. It says Inter Miami, it says Vancouver, or it says 90 plus. What category are you in, sir, for MLS Cup?
It's a difficult, tough question. Because it's a final, because it's the first ever final between these two teams, because it's the first ever final for the two coaches. I think 90 plus to add, you know, some kind of emotions of the Saturday final.
See, now you and I, we're like right together. I was thinking 90 plus, and so I'm right there with you. So you're in the good column. You're in my column. when you look at these two teams, Jess Charman was on and she batted leadoff with us this morning. I kind of likened Vancouver to the Terminator, like the original Terminator, where you can't kill it. It absolutely will not stop. I remember that speech from Michael Biehn when he's talking to Linda Hamilton, talking about how dangerous this Terminator is. And so, you know, no, it's, you know, it is absolutely will not stop. You can't kill it. And, you know, Inter Miami is just obviously Inter Miami with all of their firepower and presence. How much studying, how far back do you go on a match day like this to study a game that is this important? How far back do you go in your studies?
We checked every game between these two teams. I mean, the last one was the CONCACAF Championship semifinal here in Miami that Inter Miami lost. These two teams going through this year more than, I mean, 50 plus games in all competitions. Vancouver reached the CONCACAF Champions final, the Canadian final. I mean, will be the fourth final for these guys. I mean, after the West Conference final, and for Inter Miami too. I mean, two Leagues Cup finals. They won one the East Conference. But these kind of games are different because it's, you know, 90 minutes or plus. But the experience of both teams in terms of the players, I mean, Messi versus Thomas Müller, Rodrigo de Paul, the last dance for Jordi and Busquets, the last official game in this venue, in the Chase Stadium for these guys before they open it in April the 4th, the new facility, Miami Freedom Park. So I particularly watched the last two games between these teams. But, you know, I mean, there's no same game. I mean, it's a different one. So the last one was a semifinal. This is the final. So different factors around the two teams.
When you look at Inter Miami, when Javier Mascherano, and we have said here on this network that Javier Mascherano deserves an apology from basically anybody and everybody that basically poo-pooed him, was like, dude, you know, you've never done this before. And so, yeah, and then you see where he's led them. But you look at what he has done out of necessity when Luis Suarez had to sit the one game, and then you have the young guys up front, Silvetti and Allende. Messi drops back a little bit. It has just turned into something that is, at points, it's just ridiculous and magical to see this combination up front with that offense. What has it been like in your observations and in your circles to see this change out of necessity turn into this absolute force of nature that is going to press you out of the building and you better hang on for that full 90 minutes?
I cut the season in two. I mean, the regular season is one tournament and then the playoffs. It's a different tournament. It's like in Mexico with the two tournaments during the season. I mean, La Liguilla, con Spanish, I mean, the playoffs. And Mascherano took two tough decisions. The first one, changed the goalie after the loss 5-3 against Chicago here. And then he took the decision to put Rocco Rios Novo on as a starter and Oski Ustari on the bench. And the second one, the toughest one, was the decision to put Luis Suarez in a different role. He was suspended. He was a good, I mean, he don't have to take that decision at that moment. But with Silvetti out of the bench, with Baltasar, with Tadeo Allende, I mean, the scorer, the scorer of the team in this postseason, with the four or five experienced players, Messi, Rodrigo de Paul, Busquets, Alba. I mean, the combination was amazing, and he found the team the starting 11. I mean, he keep the same starting 11 the last 3-4 games. And Suarez, he told us that he explained to Suarez, and he accepted this kind of new role on the team. And he's very supportive with the youngsters, and here's the results. They're in the final.
It's crazy to see that, you know, you make these just these little switches out of necessity, and you see how things are.
In key moments, you know?
Exactly. Absolutely true. And so if you are Vancouver and you see that starting 11 that Javier Mascherano has out there now, how do you anticipate Vancouver attacking Inter Miami to try and be successful going up against a young keeper in Rocco Rios Novo, who has come up big? But how do you anticipate Vancouver going after all of that Javier Mascherano has built here in the second season?
I think that the key of the game for them must be, first of all, the pressure. I mean, with Sebastian and as a five, and their return with Tristan on the back. But the pressure, number one, and the transitions with Muller trying to get wide as a forward, or Wisabi. I mean, I think those two things are, for me, the most important for them. I mean, pressure and transition, because Miami is good from the middle field to attack, but they have some issues on the back. I mean, probably Fry or Wenger will be the right back. But you know, as a memory, the lineups with Alba left back, with Ian, with Noah Allen and Falcón. So if they pressure and they find White in a good moments with Savvy as a forward left or right, they can find the good way to be dangerous against Miami on Saturday.
When you look at the 2025 season and all the games that you've called and everything that you've covered, if I had told you that MLS Cup was going to be Vancouver and Inter Miami, what would you have told me?
Well, the same as last season. I mean, New York Red Bulls against Galaxy. I mean, it's amazing. This is the number three in the East against number two on the West. Could be San Diego, Philly, but this is the time for Inter Miami. I've never thought Vancouver can reach so far in this season. I mean, besides the arrival of Mueller, I thought could be Miami against LAFC, for example, right? But it's not a surprise for me, the Vancouver thing, but it's a tough team. It's really difficult to play in the BC place. It's a long flight to go from the East to Vancouver, and Sorensen find a good spot in with his team. Besides the loss in the final against the Cruz Azul in Mexico with the altitude and the smoke and everything, but I think it will be a very nice and interesting final on Saturday.
Of all of the teams that you've covered this year, what were some of the cooler stories and cooler surprises that you got to cover this season when you were looking at Major League Soccer?
I mean, the LAFC with Hugh Minson was amazing. As soon as he arrived, we talked with some Korean journalists that cover exclusively the games for LAFC for Song. I love Columbus. I mean, we will miss Wilfred Nancy now in Celtic, because you know the DNA of Columbus with Wilfred. I love the story of Philly, for example, to win the supporters' shield with Ty Baribo was an amazing scorer, and Cincinnati too. But the nice story is Miami. I mean, they are building the new facility, the investment, you know, more than $350 million for the Miami Freedom Park. For them, for the organization, for the entire organization, for the Mas brothers, and this a commitment for this community in Miami, they need for next season to open the new facility, this star and this MLS Cup, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun to see Freedom Park come to fruition. I still think it's too small, though. I still think that you could probably. I know that you can't.
It's like 25,000, right?
Yeah, and it's like, and but I know that you can't build it any higher because planes are coming in.
Well, the airport, right?
And so, but it's like, you know, I just maybe go deeper into the ground or something. I've always thought that right now MLS Stadia should be 30,000. Or more. I've always thought that if you're in the 20s, you're underselling what you can be in a marketplace. And so I worry, yeah, that place is going to be sold out and it's going to be loud. And it's going to be pink and black and everything. But I just don't think that it's big enough. And if you're trying to promote and grow the league.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most of the stadiums besides the NFL stadium or the, I mean, Atlanta or Vancouver, most of the MLS stadiums are like a 25,000-26,000 Snapdragon, for example.
Yeah.
But in this town, it's very difficult to find a land. I don't know how the Mass Brothers find the, I mean, that land was a golf course, mm-hmm. close to the airport, some difficulties with the traffic because you have only two entrances. They are building a third entrance. Will be tough, but I know, you know, they have to deal with, I mean, I live in this town 25 years now, so it's difficult to deal with the politicians here. So, I mean, it's Miami. So, but they found a nice land, a nice place. And also for this community will be like more than 15,000 or 20,000 employers around the facility. Besides the parking of the stadium, they're building on hotels, restaurants, on, you know, on the entertainment center for not only for the soccer fans, for sport fans in this city. It will be really amazing from the April the 4th.
As always, cannot wait to see what you guys have going on when it comes to MLS Cup. Always enjoyed catching up with you. Oh, by the way, who is your team back home in Peru, by the way?
Universitario Deportes. The three times champions this last three seasons.
Okay, so you and our buddy Nino Torres, both Universidad guys. Okay, just checking. Nino, because I know that there's some crossover with your time at Gold TV. And he works there now. And so he comes on and he hangs out with us. He's going to be with us tomorrow. And he always joins us from Lima. And so, and so he comes in from Lima, Peru. And I noticed, you know, with your background, I just wanted to see who your team was growing up. And so that was what was.
Yes, the rivalry is against Universitario and Alianzas, Boca River, like Peñarol and Nacional in Uruguay. I mean, you know, like Real Madrid or Barcelona in Spain. So, I'm from La U. Yes, Universitario.
Okay, just checking. You now know where the garage door opener is. You now know where we hide the key under the mat. So if there's any time that you ever want to come on, since this is your first time, I hereby grant you golden ticket status. You may crash at any moment. You may sit there and go, you know, Nelson, I got something to get off my chest. Come in and crash. Just come in. We'll have fun. We'll talk. That's what the morning show is all about. Have a great call this weekend. Good to see you, my friend. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much for inviting us. And, we are ready to go on Apple TV this Saturday, 2:30 Eastern time. It's 11:30 in the Pacific.
You got it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks, as always, to Sammy Sadovnik and catching up with us and letting us know what's on his mind as you get ready for Inter Miami and Vancouver Whitecaps. This is the Best of SDHAM here on the Soccer Down Here Network. John Nelson here with you. Last time up and around for the last segment this go-round when it comes to previewing MLS Cup. You have MLS 360. For those of you that watch on Apple TV, it has an old friend of ours in Kevin Egan and some new friends of ours from their time playing with Atlanta United and then going up to Stamford, Connecticut, and being a part of the MLS 360 crew and following along every single match day. And we get to find out what's on their mind on a bunch of different topics, both on the field, in the studio, off the field, keeping yourself sane, choice D, all the above. We get to find out what's on the mind of Kevin Egan as he was making the tour with a particular trophy, and Dax McCarty. And we got to find out what Dax thought of Kevin Egan's pickleball game, amongst everything else, and involving the match coming up on Saturday in MLS Cup. Kevin Egan, work!
Tell you where I am, guys. We are here, Studio A, in CBS Miami.
Yeah.
And look who I have, huh? Look who I have, a little friend of mine.
Oh. Oh, look
at Philip F. Anschutz Trophy. This is beautiful.
Do you touch that thing or what?
I'm not touching it. Are you joking me? There's about five security guards here ready to go. If I touch this thing, I'm going to get destroyed. So no chance, Johnny boy. This is beautiful, right?
No doubt. It's nothing
Sterling
like
silver. It's the third iteration of the trophy. Obviously the 30th season of Major League Soccer. So let's see, on the base, it has the names carved in. Mm-hmm. Base is put away for now. So yeah, here at CBS, just did a live hit here in Miami, and everybody's really excited here in Miami. Like, a lot of the staff here, you can tell, are big fans of the team and really excited to get this team closer to Miami, to get it in Miami next year with Miami Freedom Park, because obviously, Chase Stadium is up closer to, Fort Lauderdale, Lauderdale by the sea area. So, how are you guys doing? Everyone having a good show?
Yeah, we had a good show. We've had Jess Charman come in. We had Kendra D. St. Aubin come in. Had Sammy Sadovnik come in before you. And so you are our cleanup hitter. You're batting fourth today.
Okay.
And,
all right.
So before we get into MLS Cup, I got to ask about Wilfred Nancy and heading overseas. That is, I hope they appreciate what they're getting with Wilfred Nancy as a head coach.
They don't know what they're getting. And that's, I'm speaking for the majority, and that is okay. What's concerning me the most about this is that Martin O'Neill is so loved in the city of Glasgow by the green team there. And he's so beloved as a character around Ireland and the United Kingdom. He's so charismatic. He's so full of love, so full of passion. And in many ways, I said this on a little video I posted yesterday, he's got kind of a diametrically opposed personality to Wilfred Nancy. And Wilfred Nancy's coming into a team that's winning games. Martin O'Neill's just won Manager of the Month. And he's coming in mid-season when I think Celtic are level on points with Hearts. It's not an easy situation he's landed himself into. He doesn't have a preseason to work with. He doesn't have any time to get to know his players. And immediately, these fans, I'm looking at the fan forums, and they expect him to win these games immediately and hit the ground running. You know, if they had a huge experience with him as a coach, if there was, oh, sorry. I'm being told I need to give back my microphone here, guys. One sec.
Yeah, give the microphone back.
I know. Exactly. I know. I can't be walking away with this. Yeah. Cheers. I just feel that, you know, with Nancy, they're not going to know him, so therefore they're not going to be patient with him.
Yeah.
So I hope he hits the ground running, and I hope there is some patience with him, because for me, he might be my favorite coach ever in Major League Soccer, given what we saw from his teams. Just played some remarkable ball. Obviously, when he was with Montreal, he had the best road record ever in MLS. That's been broken since, and he brought through lots of young, good players there. Wanyama and Johnston will know all about him. You know, guys that obviously play and played at Celtic. We'll see, John. I'm hopeful, but I'm also just extremely proud, because he came in at a time when he was a youth coach in Montreal, and now look at him, managing one of the biggest brands in world football.
All right, I have a sheet of paper here, the incredibly official list. I have three columns. I have Inter Miami, I have Vancouver, and I have 90+. So where in these three columns does Kevin Egan fit when it comes to the matchup this weekend?
I fit on a different page, John. I don't know. I genuinely do not know. I think, like, man, I can see Vancouver causing them all sorts of problems. Yeah. Vancouver will play. They've got a mental giant in Thomas Muller. Someone who's taken the mindset, the mentality of this group, I think, to another level. He has obviously been like kryptonite to Lionel Messi throughout his career. You know, think of the 2010 World Cup quarterfinal, you know, and Muller opens the scoring in a 4-0 battering of a Maradona-managed Argentina team, where Mascherano, by the way, was the captain of Argentina. Mm-hmm. 2014, obviously, it's the World Cup final where Muller gets the last laugh over Messi. 2020, you go into the match against Bayern Munich, Barcelona, Champions League quarterfinal. It's a one-off knockout game in COVID. Muller scores the opening goal again, 4 minutes in, and Barcelona suffer their heaviest defeat ever in club history in Europe. 8-2. Muller scored two goals in the first half. Muller has been a thorn in Messi's side since the beginning, going back, like I said, to 2010 and even earlier, I'm sure. A friendly before that, too. Messi's won three games against Muller. Two of them were friendlies. Muller's won seven, all really important big games. So I think Muller is a mental giant in these situations. He's got that black belt in mental fortitude, and I think he's going to inspire and ignite something in Vancouver, a team that will feel fearless, a team that I think, you know, Dax is telling me to stop yapping here. He says he's waiting, by the way.
Well,
oh, my God, here he is. This guy. What's up, Dax?
What's up, buddy? How are you? I'm having trouble hearing you. Hold on. Is my mic?
I can't figure it out.
I can't. How about now?
You're good. You sound fine to us.
Dax, you're having a handsome day, bud.
I am having. Thank you, Kev. You're having a handsome day in your suit and tie.
Cheers. I just finished CBS Miami here. They're all very well dressed here. You know, they're very well dressed in Miami. I'm sitting on the fence, and I'm always going to sit on the fence when it comes to predictions as a host, because I don't want to give one side.
Smart man. That's everybody's asking me, and I said I love all my children equally. That's why I said 90+. So Dax McCarthy,
put me down for 90+ then, John. If you're going to put me down in a column,
I put you down as an IDK. I put you down as an I don't know. Okay. I added this fourth column just for you.
What is that? Like some sort of media game? Kev started on the bench for Gio Savarese.
Yeah. So, I mean, literally, Dax, I have now four columns when it comes to what everybody thinks is going to happen in this match.
Okay.
And Jess Charman is a lean to Vancouver. Kendra is straight up Vancouver. Sammy Sadovnik is 90+. Kevin Egan is an I don't know. He's an IDK.
That's why he's a host, because he doesn't want to give strong opinions.
Whoa. True. Well, but I mean, there's the whole journalistic thing, you know.
Kev's got plenty of opinions, I promise you.
He's got a point.
Yes.
Did you see Dax see him with, buddy?
Never seen one of those.
Hey, you got close. You played in an MLS Cup, buddy.
I did.
So Kevin Dax Kevin says that there is a black belt in mental fortitude with our friends in Vancouver. I guess it's like the 90th degree black belt in mental fortitude, and you're going to need that going up against Messi and friends down there at the Erector Set.
So I spoke with name dropping here, but I had a great chat with Mario Götze yesterday.
Okay.
Obviously scored the winning goal in the World Cup final in 2014. And he spoke about this. He talked about how Muller is just such a big game moment kind of guy. And how he talks a lot, how he's in the minds of his teammates in the best possible way, how he gets in the mind of the opponent. And I don't think it's a coincidence that, like, Muller said, "I'll hunt Messi again," when he spoke with Moadu on Apple TV, when he was reminded of his record, which he's well aware of, against Lionel Messi. And I don't think it's a coincidence that on the plane, you know, recently we saw Muller and he's like, "Where's the goat?" And I don't think it's a coincidence. So I think he's messing around. He was messing with Takaoka at the time, but I think he knows what he's doing. And remember, in that 8-2 game, the biggest defeat in Barcelona European history, it wasn't just Messi on the pitch. It was Suarez, it was Busquets, and it was Alba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Dax, when you look at Vancouver, what concerns you the most about Vancouver going into this matchup, and what are you the most confident about with Vancouver going into this matchup?
I don't have a lot of concerns with Vancouver. I'm being honest, John. I really don't. If I had to nitpick, it's probably what is Jesper Sorensen going to do about that left fullback spot. I think there's no question in my mind that Tristan Blackman comes back into the team. And then what do you do? I don't think you can take out Ralph Criso. He's been too good throughout this playoff run. He's been one of their more underrated players. So then it comes down to Tate Johnson versus Laborda at left back. I believe he's going to go Laborda at left back. And I think that gives you the most balanced back line because, look, for right now, Inter Miami, they are the most dangerous down that right-hand side with Tadeo Allende. The combination with Messi coming off that back line, being able to find the ball in pockets in between the midfield and back line and find Allende running through, that's a big cause for concern for Jesper Sorensen in Vancouver. So how he manipulates that back line, what decision he makes, how aggressive he tells his center backs to be with Messi going into midfield or not, I think that's going to be the biggest tactical battle for Sorensen to sort out.
Kev, question for Dax McCarty involving – see, I'm turning this into 360. It's like,
let's do it. What right, you got so, for me, Kev?
Kev, question for Dax.
Where is Miami's weakness in this game, Dax?
Great question, Kev. I think Miami's weakness in this game is at the fullback spots. And just defensively, I cannot say enough about the Vancouver Whitecaps wingers. They are some of the most fun players to watch in Major League Soccer. First of all, we haven't talked about Sabi enough. He's been brilliant. We had a couple weeks ago a good conversation on the show where Bradley Wright Phillips called for his inclusion in the U.S. men's national team. And I don't think that's outside the realm of crazy possibility. I think it's too late for him now with Pochettino already having, I think, a set group of players he's going to choose from. But that's how good Sabi has been. And then Ali Ahmed on the other side, I think he still has – right fullback Ian Pilcher from San Diego in the torture chamber. I mean, he was literally toying with him. So those two wingers, I have questions about how aggressive Jordi Alba is going to be, because if Jordi Alba is aggressive, that's where Vancouver can hit them in transition in behind him. And then if Ian Frey is fit enough to start, do you play him or Weigand? Because
that's a massive one.
That's a big decision for Mascherano.
Who's a better 1v1 defender, Dex?
I think Ian Frey is a better 1v1 defender. Weigand, I think, has an elite mentality. I think he wants a physical battle. But as far as pure athleticism goes and as far as pure agility, when you defend Ali Ahmed, Kev, I described Ali Ahmed as kind of the MLS version of Luis Diaz. The way that he's so shifty and gangly and the way he moves and the way he manipulates his body to kind of feint you. You need a guy who's, I think, a little bit more loose and a little bit more athletic and not so rigid, which I think Weigand is. If I'm Mascherano and Ian Frey is 100% fit, I'm starting Ian Frey.
And here's the other aspect of that, Dax, and it's such a good point you make. In the early moments of this game, I'd imagine managing your emotions is absolutely crucial. Yeah. Weigand, for me, is an early yellow card.
Yes.
That's like the side of him that if Ali Ahmed gets at Weigand and he picks up an early yellow, that's trouble for Miami. By the way, I was looking through the rosters last night. It's crazy to me. Ali Ahmed is on the supplemental roster.
So it's insane.
Wow. Like, he's so valuable. He offers so much for this team. And it's not only him. When you look at the supplemental roster for both of these guys, or for both of these teams, it's, you know, Priso, I believe, is on there. Ali Ahmed. There's another one for sure on Vancouver. I'm forgetting about right now. That's a starter. And then you look at Miami. Ian Frey is on the supplemental roster, Noah Allen, Rocco Rios-Novo, like key contributors here that when you look at how a team is successful, it just goes to show you, you need everybody from all corners of your roster contributing at a high level.
That's a good point, Kev. You cannot be successful in Major League Soccer unless you use every mechanism to build your roster that you possibly can. And the other one, let's look at Tate Johnson. No one had any clue who Tate Johnson was before the season started. And then Adekubi gets injured. He's down for the year. And Tate Johnson comes in, and he is one of the steadiest presences amongst that Vancouver backline they have. And so you can go up and down the rosters, Kev. I think depth is very important in a game like this. How you're going to change the game for Jesper Sorensen and Vancouver specifically. How fit is Thomas Muller? That for me is a big question going into this game. He didn't look 100% playing against San Diego. He had ice.
Didn't train yesterday.
So listen, that's a big decision. Now, champagne problems for Jesper Sorensen to be able to say, "Ooh, Thomas Muller might not be 100%. Let me put in Ryan Gault, who is now back to 100% fitness." So that's where I say, Axel Schuster, hats off to you for building a roster that is able to compete on a number of different competitions on a high level in each and every one of them. That's where Vancouver, I go back and forth on who the favorite in this game is because I know the game's in Miami, but why would Vancouver feel they aren't the favorites in this game? They've beaten Miami twice already. They added a world-class player in Thomas Muller, and they know how to win. They just know how to win. They've already played in a high-level final this year where, listen, they got their teeth kicked in, with all due respect, but they will have learned from that. And Kev knows this as well as I do. I want to make this point really quickly because I had to do a combined 11 recently, and it was one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do in my adult life is to find 11 players from both of these teams that could fit in naturally.
Tougher than parenting.
Way tougher. Andres Kubas has been the best number six in the playoffs this year. And as far as winning the ball back, he doesn't get into my team because Sergio Busquets, I think, has put together a more consistent season.
Yeah.
But if you have a fit and healthy Andres Kubas, who will have learned from the mistakes that he made in the CONCACAF Champions Cup final, I don't think that Lionel Messi is going to have the joy that he has had in these playoffs because Berhalter and Kubas, not only are they quote-unquote dogs, which is what the kids like to say these days, they're tactically smart enough to understand when Messi picks up spaces in midfield. They need, that's their job. That's exactly how my Atlanta United team was able to knock out Inter Miami last year when we knew we were outmatched. Know where Lionel Messi is at all times. And if you do that with Berhalter and Kubas, you've got a great chance.
Kev, what's the next step for you now that you've taken the blazer off? Where are you heading?
I am heading – where are we heading next? We've got Fox, we've got ABC, we've got CBS, we've got NBC. This is my man Kirk Reynolds. Everyone's shouting Kirk.
John,
got the AirPods
John,
in, so he can't hear me.
A better question for Kev is: you're down in Miami, Kev, full suit. Have you started sweating yet?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And I haven't even had anything to eat yet, Dex. You'd be surprised by that too.
John, me and Kev, we're on a pickleball kick right now. So it wouldn't shock me if Kev tells me to bring down some runners. He's found a pickleball court for us to play on.
Tell everyone the great news that happened last week, Dex. We haven't even
Kev, for months we've been playing pickleball, John, and he hasn't been able to beat me or Sasha Kleshchen 1v1.
They're incredible, by the way. They're incredibly good.
He was able to get the monkey off his back. He broke his duck against who do you think, John? Me or Sasha?
Oh, Sasha.
Yes, great stuff. I'm happy to hear you say that. But he was able to win, and that's how we stay sane up there in Stanford when we're not in studio.
Well, I figure Sasha has to make sure that the lettuce stays perfect and that the snidely whiplash mustache doesn't move. So his movement is somewhat constricted, you know, against someone like you who's used to probably doing things inside a Hyundai Santa Fe for parenting. And so, look, you've safe guested in a Hyundai Santa Fe, so I know that you're kind of you can call her outside the line. Sash, I'm not so sure.
Yep.
Finesse. Sash plays pickleball like he played the game of football, and so does Dax.
Okay.
Dax is like full grit, never give up. He's got class shots. Dax is so good at this game, man. But Sash and Dax, when they play each other, I don't know who's going to take it because they're so different as players. I think Sash was stunned because I took an early lead. I went 4-0 up on him, and he's like, oh my God. And then he started to, you could tell he was a little bit rattled, I think. And then when I finally got over the line and I beat him.
What was the celebration like, Kev?
I didn't celebrate. I just went,
Nice one. All right, let's go again. Because I want to act like I've been there before.
Okay. Yeah, but you haven't. You should celebrate.
Well, if there were more people there, I probably would have taken off the top and run around and pick a ball.
Okay, good. Fair enough.
The jersey, but the fact that it was just the two of us and it wasn't even on video, like it was a little bit underwhelming. To be honest with you, I nearly would have preferred if I lost.
Yeah.
And it rolled into next year, and the momentum, like, and the story built. It's a little bit underwhelming.
No doubt. Kev, continue sweating. We wish you nothing but air conditioning today as you do the car wash with all the local affiliates with a fancy trophy. Dax is going to hang with us for another couple of minutes. Jake Zivin coming up around the corner. Kev, love you very much, my friend. We'll see you soon.
Cheers, guys. And check out CNN World Sport today. I had a great chance to pop in Atlanta downtown with Don Riddell and some of the great people there. So I had a chance to pop in, and I'll be on CNN World Sport all day today, previewing MLS Cup.
In addition to all the Miami affiliates, be safe.
I'm the busiest man in Major League Soccer. See you tonight.
Cheers, guys. All the best. Take care.
All right. So now, Dax, we finally have a one-on-one situation here. Kevin's like 19 different places today.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned all of these matchups. Chelo Weygandt, for me, that is a big red flag, as is Maxi Falcone at times. You know. You mentioned guys like Avilés coming off the bench, Chelo Weygandt, and Maxi Falcone. Those guys, for me, are walking cards if you push the right button or if you beat them over the top and they're having to come back quickly.
Yeah.
That, to me, is one of those early concerns, that back line with Falcone. He's got great lettuce, but at the same time, you know, he's a walking yellow at times. And Chelo Weygandt, if he starts, I think that you can get the attack working down the left-hand side for Vancouver to get that advantage and have them pinned in if they get that early yellow.
Yeah, it's a good point, John. We've seen that throughout the year, that Weygandt and Avilés, they have trouble controlling their emotions sometimes. But Weygandt, he's a good player. If you put him in a 1v1 matchup where his job is just to defend, he can make Ali Ahmed's life very difficult. But the problem is then you don't have a lot going forward. And so that's why I think Ian Frey, he just offers you a little bit more going forward. He's more comfortable in the attack. He's more comfortable combining and providing that balance on the right-hand side to Jordi Alba on the left. But also, Ian Frey, I've seen growth in him this year from a defensive standpoint. Mm-hmm. I think tactically, he knows when to read plays a little bit better. I know he knows when to tuck in to be next to Maxi Falcone, to be able to put out fires. But also, if he needs to get out and defend in space 1v1, he is athletic enough to get beat maybe initially, but then recover. I don't think Weygandt has that same athleticism. He doesn't have that same burst of speed that Ian Frey has. So if Ian Frey is 100% healthy, and if he has been training all week, I think Javier Mascherano needs to go with Ian Frey. Because as you say, the emotional control in a big game, especially early, is going to be so important and so key to making sure that you don't pick up any dumb yellow cards, you don't commit any dumb fouls. That's the one thing where Ali Ahmed, man, if you let him get going and get confident and he can beat you 1v1 a few times, first, he's going to create chances. And two, he's going to put a seed of doubt in the rest of the Inter Miami team. So that's a really big X factor, who starts at that right fallback position for Inter Miami.
When you mentioned Vancouver and the impact that a Thomas Muller can have, literally, it seems like at times all of the players that are around him, they wait for his trigger defensively instead of, okay, we have this system with Jesper Sorensen. We know what we're supposed to do. But then you add Thomas Muller to this mix. Muller seems to know the exact moment. It's like, okay. And literally, it's like, you know, Mickey in Rocky II, where he goes, now! And then that's the trigger for Rocky to start fighting left-handed. To have that kind of a presence in a game like this, obviously important as well.
Of course. It's like having another coach on the field. That's why Jesper Sorensen, I think it was a no-brainer to go and make this move and sign Thomas Muller. Firstly, because you know the quality you're going to get in the final third, which he has proven. I believe 8 goals in 11 games or something ridiculous like that. and it's also the intangibles. There's a lot of stuff that data and numbers and XG can't quantify. And what you speak about is intangibles, the leadership, the body language, the demeanor, the ability to read the game. These data will never be able to quantify that. That is something that is a feeling. That's something that we have to see with our own eyes. And Vancouver has gotten even better as a unit when they press high up the field and defend, because Thomas Muller knows when to set those triggers and when to set those traps to be able to press. And so
That's one area where I think teams in the playoffs have just shown Miami too much respect. They have given them the impetus to go and be able to be comfortable in possession. Every time I see Sergio Busquets on the ball with time and space and the opponent backline is high up the field, mm-hmm. I'm like pulling what little hair I have left out. I'm like, guys, he is going to find a pass. That's Vancouver's not going to allow that. Part of Vancouver's DNA is pressing high up the field and not allowing a team to be comfortable. That is where Thomas Muller is so effective when he doesn't have the ball. That's what a lot of people don't recognize, is that coaching instinct on the field to be able to raise the level of a team in defensive intensity and pressure. That's another big X factor going into this game. You don't allow Inter Miami to get comfortable.
Dax McCarty dropping by, breaking down MLS Cup and anything else on our minds as we've talked about Kevin wearing a full suit already this morning, 400-degree weather. This to me is that 50-50 question then. When Lionel Messi is Lionel Messi, once again, I feel like quoting Mickey from Rocky, don't let that bastard breathe. You know, that you want to have two or three guys on him, so the second that he gets the ball, you collapse on him so he can't make the decision and have time to create.
Yep.
And then because of positional gravity, that means that other folks are open and you've got to try to figure out, okay, I need to have him steer that pass in a direction he's uncomfortable.
Yep.
That to me seems to be a part of this give and take that Vancouver's got to figure out. Yeah, you want to clamp down on him, but then you've got to figure out, okay, where is that radar going and where's that pass sure. going when we do collapse? That's going to be one of the big chess matches to me in this.
Of course. Well, that's always the balance is how aggressive are you in trying to send numbers at Lionel Messi, making sure that he doesn't have time and space at the risk of other players being able to hurt you. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned this before, but when my Atlanta United team ended up going through in the playoffs last year against Inter Miami, they were the better team. We were outmatched and we didn't have as much talent as them. But tactically, we said, if we are going to get beat, let's make other players beat us. Mm-hmm. Because I would be okay with Allende and Silvetti, chances in front of goal falling to them, which they're young and they've been a little inconsistent this year. Okay. Allende, especially with his finishing. Now, he's been excellent in the playoffs, but would you rather have big chances fall to Allende, Silvetti, Rodriguez, or Messi? Mm-hmm. The answer's simple. Yeah, you don't want Lionel Messi to have time and space to affect the game, especially when you're around the box. And so that's no disrespect to those other players. They're great players. They've shown good form in the playoffs. But if you have to eliminate a big problem, you try to focus in on eliminating Lionel Messi's influence on the game. Easier said than done. Yeah. No one has really been able to figure it out for 22 years now. So good luck to Vancouver. But I think that they have the coaching and I think they have the players, especially in the middle of the field, down the spine of their team, to be able to really have a limiting effect on how much Messi does in this game.
Okay, so I have my incredibly scientific board here as to all of the guests. So are you in the Inter Miami category, the Vancouver category, the 90-plus category, or the Kevin Egan, I don't know, I'm an anchor and I love all of my children equally?
I'm in the category of... This is, in my humble opinion, going to be, at least on the surface, going into the game, the greatest MLS Cup of all time.
Ooh, wow.
And a lot of hype, a lot to live up to. But when I look at the ingredients that are needed to make a great game, mm-hmm. you need superstars, you need pageantry, mm-hmm. you need depth, you need great coaching, and you need two teams that love to attack. The recipe is there, John, okay. for a great final.
Okay.
It could go either way. I can see either team winning it, mm-hmm. but I am saying Vancouver is going to win 3-2.
Oh, okay.
In 90 minutes.
Okay. Oh, okay. So Dax is going 3-2, 90 minutes, even Steven. So, of course, since
Vancouver, even Steven.
No, so I'm saying even Steven, 90 minutes. It's like,
it's
90 plus. So yeah. Dax is going 3-2, 90 minutes. That Vancouver seems to be in the column of choice so far. As always, great to catch up with all of our friends from Apple TV. Once again, you can go back and listen to the entire conversation on your favorite podcatcher, or you can go back and follow along on our social media platforms. It's available on our YouTube channel in full, where we catch up with Jessica Charman, we catch up with Kendra D. St. Aubin, we catch up with Sammy Sadovnik, we catch up with Jake Zivin, we catch up with Dax McCarty, we catch up with Gio Savadese, and it is a fantastic conversation with all of these individuals. And it's a great opportunity to find out what's on their mind when you have everything to play for in the last game of the year. So on your favorite audio podcatcher or on the SDH Network YouTube channel, Jess Charman, Kendra D. St. Amand, Sammy Sadovnik, Dax McCarty, Kevin Egan, Jake Zivin, Geo7SA, all in one piece. We figured we'd give you some of the greatest hits here. Once again, thanks to Jake, thanks to Sammy, thanks to Kevin, and thanks to Dax, and thanks to you for being a part of the SDH Network and listening to what we have to say and getting you ready for your day and getting you ready for your weekend, all the big events and all the great stories that make the beautiful game what it is here in the United States and around the planet. Once again, like, friend, be a part of the conversation here on the SDH Network. John Nelson here with you. Thanks for hanging out with us here as we previewed MLS Cup with the voices of Apple TV. For Jason, for Jarrett, for Nick, for Maddie, for Sophia, I'm just John. Thanks for dropping by on the best of SDHA. And play it safe, everybody. Mucha Platia. Enjoy MLS Cup for 2025.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.